Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. During the days of this week, we've been looking at the truths concerning the things that the resurrection established. And so many times when we talk about the resurrection of Christ, we fail to understand the broad and sweeping changes that it made in the economy of God and as well in the economy of man. First of all, on Monday we talked about that the resurrection established Christ's impeccability, and simply meaning that it proved that Christ was not guilty. He was condemned to die because they said he had blasphemed God and that he had, of course, blasphemed holy things. And yet the Bible says he knew no sin. And so therefore the final verdict came from the King of Heaven when he declared Christ righteous and not guilty. And of course, as a result of that, he was resurrected from the grave, and there Christ's impeccability or his perfection was established. And then on Tuesday, we saw that the resurrection established the child of God's innocence in the sight of God. The scripture says that the Lord Jesus, that he, verse 25 of Romans 4, was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And so we, those that have received Christ, have been pronounced innocent in the eyes of God, and therefore we're justified, and just as if we had never sinned, just as if we had always been righteous. And then the third truth we examined on Wednesday, what the resurrection established, was the Christian's intercession with God. You see, it was one thing when the Lord Jesus walked the earth, and the disciples could talk to him and ask him questions, and it was an amazing thing. But understand, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ give access to all who would trust him, equal access, that we could come to him at any time. The scripture says that it's Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. That's in Romans 8:34. And so we have an advocate now with the Father, that now we have someone seated in the heavenlies to make intercessions for us. And then on yesterday, we talked about the resurrection established the church's institution by God. Simon Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in saying that, the word Christ has the idea of Messiah, the anointed one. And of course, we know that it has the idea of an offering or a sacrifice. And at the same time, that speaks of that. So when you see the word Christ, it speaks of that sacrifice. Thou art the Christ. But then he went on to say, the Son of the living God. Well, I'm glad to report to you that even though Simon Peter may not have understood all he was saying, what he said spoke of the truth of the death of Christ, but also the resurrection of Christ, the living God, the Son of the living God. And Christ said to Simon, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Finally today, I want to end this thought by saying that the resurrection established corruption putting on incorruption and ascending to God. What do you mean, preacher? Well, the Bible says, "So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law." But may I say, it was because of the resurrection of Christ that that has changed. Some of these days, our old bodies will stop their deterioration, whether alive or in the grave, and it will be interrupted, and this old corruptible body will put on incorruption because Christ was the first fruits from the dead, and I'm glad that was established by his resurrection. Father, we thank you for the resurrection of Christ and all the truth that it entails. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.